For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
So, we were talking earlier with Dizzy and his experience on the cruise, and he sent us a little something that was
a picture, if you will.
Yeah, a picture.
A snapshot of the week.
Some goings on. And yeah, and the whole time I'm saying to myself, okay. Now, I mean, zero disrespect by where I'm about to go. Okay. So you got to just, you know, you and I are cool and I'm not being a dick. You're what, 5'2"?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you
what
say?
What the hell?
Hold on. Everybody relax. Let me get there. Now, would you say that over the course of your life, you know, that's been a little bit difficult to overcome as far as approaching women, or maybe because all I know is you're on fire and I'm like, what kind of game does this guy have to be pulling off what is happening right before our eyes? Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
So I'm like, what is he saying to these people where they are, I'm not saying overlook it. I'm not trying to say that. But that's not an easy thing to overcome with women, anybody.
Are you implying roofies? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not replying that at all. I'm saying.
And he's consistent. It's not just
that
the roofs.
It's going to be, for most people who are shorter, height disadvantaged, that's going
guys.
To be a difficult, guys,
yeah.
guys, that's a difficult hurdle to get past because a lot of women don't want to date, not all women, a lot of women don't want to date somebody that's shorter than they are.
You're right.
Right? So I'm saying not only is he skyrocketing himself over that hurdle.
Okay. Let's
stop for just let me finish. Not only is he skyrocketing himself over that hurdle, it seems to be with relative ease.
He's on and fire!
And then I see the picture that came from this weekend. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm not implying roofies. I'm implying that this guy may have some of the best game known to man.
Just come on in and take your pants off.
That the world has ever seen.
You know what I'm saying, Gareth? Yeah. So I hand that ball off to you for a response.
I appreciate it. For sure, like, you know, like stating the obvious, a lot of girls aren't rushing to be with a guy small, even if they're smaller than the actual girl.
Right.
Like, for instance, Bumble, the dating app, when I had my height in there, close to no one would swipe on me. And what I learned quickly is, because I have other friends that are like, you know, obviously more average height, they're like, bro, I can't even get a swipe if I'm 5'10 because girls won't even search for anyone under 6 foot sometimes.
Why?
So there is that big hurdle sometimes you have to get through. And what I learned early on when I was younger, when I was trying to get better with the ladies, is like, honestly, it's going to sound stupid, but it's like TV shows. Like, I learned, like, you could be an Urkel and the biggest nerd and stuff, but everyone has that smoothness in them if you just unlock it. And that's what you have to find. What makes you comfortable in conversation? What are you confident about? And then getting a girl to laugh, which is something we all can do in radio, that's
right.
A big key to it. If you can get a girl to laugh, she might just be really more into you than you ever expected. Mm. So that's what I lean on.
Is find that charming, right?
Yeah, conversation, like Roger said, be a little charming, get them to laugh. And that's just kind of what I run with when
now,
I do these things.
Does it? Okay, so that's the conversation part. But now, does the height thing just fade away and they don't even notice it anymore? Or is it, you know, you're just so confident that Well, if you don't see it as an issue, they don't see it an issue.
I think it's more of the latter. Like you said, it's kind of more of like, if I don't bring attention to it, then they're not really going to talk about it. And if you do, I kind of just make a joke and we all move on from it. Like, they don't seem stuck on it. Like, the girls in that photo, they both of them were taller than me. One of them
and
was taller.
And they were also
taller.
Stuck on it.
Yeah.
Literally.
And honestly, you're not short laying down.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really,
that's a good point.
If you think about it, you're really not.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting past that. And then kind of like hinting at other stuff. Like, you make the jokes where, like, oh, this sounds cliche. I don't use this exact line, but being like, oh, well, the shortness doesn't run everywhere, ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get them to kind of think that way. Because then they're gonna be like,
in
know,
a fun way. Yeah.
Interested.
But then you at least, then you're going to be, you must be able to back it up.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't think I'm some porn star down there,
right?
But I'm confident enough that I'll show them. Or let them put their hand down there.
Clearly.
And stuff. Yeah.
Garthy Harris.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. So it kind of backs itself up. They're not like, oh, wow. But they're like, oh, yeah, okay, he was right. He was right.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, 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 I can work with this. Yeah.
All right.
So it's kind of that type of thing. And then it helps when you have, like, a support crew around you, obviously. Like, all the guys are in the back laughing.
Go, Dizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Go, Dizzy.
And you have a guy there to take pictures for you. You
yeah.
Know, stuff like that.
So I kind of just lean into it, honestly, and just let my charm / charisma speak for itself. Because they'll love
Riz.
We call it Riz?
Nobody says charisma anymore. It's Riz.
You know,
Riz.
JP, it's hard to get black guys to talk right. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Sure. Try every
you
day.
You better get that on its own.
Yeah.
That one's gonna live on forever.
I mean, we can trend set all we want, but you can't make Dizzy like talk like you do. You know, it's tough.
It's, yeah, it's kind of just figuring out what girl is into what thing. Because some girls just want to act. You have to act like they don't matter to you. What I mean by like you're too cool for them. Like you're kind of they're distracting you, and they're kind of like, oh, he's playing hard to get. I'm into that. I'm gonna work for this now. Or some of them, you just kind of like, you charm them and compliment them, but not too much where it just sounds like you're desperate and kissing ass, you know?
Mm. Yo, you should like go on TikTok and start running player school. You know? And
yeah,
start
probably
doing,
right.
And start doing player courses.
Yeah, I like that.
I think you can take off. And then you start doing your dance moves.
Yeah.
Those are good too.
That worked out. I got a married woman, newly married woman, to dance with me quite provocatively on the dance floor.
Really?
Yeah. I tell you, the cruise is crazy to me. And she's like, my husband's in my room, but I'm having fun. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's hang out. Let's dance.
That's a good way to get yourself killed and thrown off a boat.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But all her bridesmaids were telling me, keep dancing, because I kept like leaving. She's like, no, she's having a great time. Go with her. I'm like, all right, cool.
So, oh my God, they must hate her husband.
Probably.
They must hate a husband.
She probably kind of hates him. If he's sleeping in the room, she's like, party must go on.
Yeah. You know,
dancing
not
with
a good match.
Bunch of black, because it was like me, my cousin, and like Ian. It was black guys.
Before we were getting on the air, we caught the tail end of the after show. And you were talking about no cousins. Was your cousin a nuisance or something?
I wouldn't say he was a nuisance, but there was definitely a time where like people were like talking. It was kind of like at the end of the night, we were all wrapped up, and like we were in Spanish, and me were sharing a room. Gio was in there, and my cousin was kind of asleep on one of the chairs, and Gio was leaving. We were trying to get him up and help him to his room, and he wanted to like fight everyone for trying to get him.
Gio wanted to fight, or your cousin wanted to fight?
No, well, not Gio. Technically, Gio left, and some other people came that were like listeners, like Pap, this guy named Dave, and this guy named Dallas, and they were trying to help him to his room, and he was basically threatening to fight people.
Your cousin?
Yeah, for helping
him. Okay.
To the room, and we're like, come on, you're being kind
of. So you had your cousin with you, but you didn't share a room with him?
No, because he paid separately. He paid separately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was in like a plus one. No, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was kind of just like something like that where it's like, come on, you were. And it's not even that he did that. It's the next day when we were like, you were kind of a dick. He was like, no, I wasn't. None of that happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're all telling the same lie here. That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah. And then Gio's cousin was kind of, he was just talking too much and doing a lot. And at one point at dinner, when Spanish got a dessert, he asked Spanish to eat some of his ice cream and like dipped in his ice cream and ate it. And literally, as I'm giving Spanish a look, he went in for like a double dip. And we're like, oh, you could have just got your own ice cream, man. So it's just stuff like that where me and Gio on the last night were like, no cousins next time, right?
Right.
He's like, yeah, no cousins.
No good. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
As do most people on a cruise. You know, I mean, just, so just like most people in Vegas, there's a shelf life.
Yeah.
So many people, instant a-hole, just add alcohol.
And I think it's a big part of the cousins not understanding is what me and Gio were talking about. Like, yeah, we're on vacation. Yeah, we're having fun. But this is still work for us. We're still with
our... Are you sure?
Well, we're still around John Brennan. And
I know
Brian.
Who you're around.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, homeboy better back off his social media.
Who, me?
We're going to talk about that off the air.
Okay.
You need guidance. You need guidance.
I like how you're like, start this social media thing, but you need to chill on this one. I'm here for it. I'm listening. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm all here.
Yeah. No, you need a survival guide.
Yeah.
Because you're your own worst enemy.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm all in for
weed every day.
Yeah. I'll call you later.
But okay. You have the woman game down. I mean, there's no question. We have so much proof along the way where you have women chasing you from other countries. We have women dancing on your hood at a red light. You got a girl who used to go out with an NBA player who loves you. And then you have women on the crew. I mean, there's endless examples of you just, as JP said, showing that you've got incredible game.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom thought if I was six foot.
Lots of riz.
I would have already had kids and be like just a horrible guy, because she's like, if you were just a tall guy, you would have been laying it to the women. You probably have a bunch of kids. Probably have a lot of STDs. And thankfully, I only have the STDs. So,
not be married. You just have kids all over the place in two countries.
Yeah.
What do you got? Anything good?
It's just the stuff that takes a little pill and you're good, you know?
Okay.
Nothing recently, though. We all get burnt once in a while. Am I right? No? Nobody?
Time for a top 10 list.
Yeah. Good thing you're passing it along in the cruise.
Yeah. Right.
And make sure you wipe off the phone when you're done.
Right. Yeah.
All right. It's time for the top 10 list brought to you by JustCallMo.com. Today's list, oh so white. It's the top 10 hairband ballads.
Wow, you're really stuck on this guy from Firehouse, huh?
Well, listen.
2 days in a row.
Listen, we just mentioned him yesterday, and here's the top 10. And Firehouse is on there, Love of a Lifetime at number 6. Sorry,
yeah,
Monica.
I love it.
Get to be your hairband ballad guess, but yeah, obviously there. JP guess for the top 10 hairband ballads.
I don't know if they're going to fly under the hairband, but Guns N' Roses, Patience.
They do not fly under the hairband banner, apparently, because them and a couple other very big bands that maybe started as hair, not considered hair by this list. Monica, okay. Go ahead.
Bad English, When I See You Smile.
Oh, no. Oh, that's one I didn't even think of.
Didn't see that one coming.
No, not at all. That's
love that
good.
Song.
But no, they did not make it. And Brett, what would you like?
What about Warrant, Heaven?
Yes, Warrant, Heaven is number 3. What a horrible song. That's at number 3.
Oh, my God.
Come on, it's just... God. This garbage. See? Top 10 hairband ballads. So they're all by bands. Don't come up with any, singular people or anything like that. Hairband ballads. And really, they are pretty big bands, but they're not superstars. The number one band is pretty darn big. But the rest, they're all like Warrant-ish, all right?
Awesome.
727-579-1025. Take your guesses.
Anything from Bullet Boys, I'm killing you.
No, there's no Bullet Boys.
Okay,
they're not big enough to be on this mediocre list.
Okay.
Good luck. And I love so many of these bands too, but whatever. 727-579-1025. Your guesses are next. Be right back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.